We continue our learning. We are in Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the Kohen Gadol after the days of Shimon HaTzadik, Hevir Hodayas Hamaser. He abolished the saying of the Vidui Maaser. We learned earlier in the seventh parak, Vidui Maaser, after the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person confesses, I brought over Maaser, I gave it to the Levi, whoever is supposed to be the recipient of those Maaseros. So that Vidui Maaser, he says, he abolished. Why? Because you can no longer say the phrase, V'gam nisativ la Levi. Because Maaser, as typically, is given to the Levi, but at that time, the Maaser was not given to the Levi. It was given to the Kohanim. Because when Ezra came up, B'nai Levi did not come with him. The Gemara Yivamos on Daf Peivav discusses this. And he gave a kenas. He gave, therefore, a fine that the Maaser Rishon is not going to be given to the Levim anymore. It's going to be given to Kohanim. So you can't say the phrase, oh, when I gave the Maaser to the proper recipient, to the Levi, gam nisativ la Levi. It's not true. You didn't give the Maaser to the Levi, Maaser Rishon to the Levi. You gave it to the Kohanim. So therefore, since you could not say that as part of the confession, he abolished the Vidui Maaser. Af hu, and he also, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Bitel es HaMa'orim. He abolished the Ma'orim, the awakeners. Who were the awakeners? The Levim every day at the time of the Kriyas HaShir on the Karban, they would say, as we know, the Shir Shel Yom. So they would say a pasuk from Tehillim Mem Dalid, Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. Hashem, awaken, why are you sleeping? And Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished that pasuk, because based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Hinei lo yonav lo yishan shamei Yisrael. So is it possible for us to say, Uro lamet yishan Hashem, why are you sleeping? We have another pasuk that says, Hashem does not slumber, he does not sleep. And this is the language he uses. V'chiyeh shein ofen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does Hashem really sleep? And therefore he felt that it was not appropriate to be saying Uro lamet yishan anymore. However, that pasuk of Uralot Lamatishan Hashem, that is said when Am Yisrael is Bitzar and the non-Jews, our enemies, are sitting Benachas and Mishalva. So since there's Hester Panim, so then one could argue, yes, there indeed is Shein Alefnei HaMakom. So it's not like that pasuk is not appropriate at all, Uralot Lamatishan. But he abolished it because when there is a Beis HaMikdash and Am Yisrael is Yosef, we're living in our homeland, it's not proper to say Uralamet Yishan Hashem. We can say Uralamet Yishan Hashem when we're being attacked by our enemies. In fact, maybe that's why that parak of Kuf Chavalav is so appropriate. When we're let's say, not in Eretz Yisrael, or we feel that we're being attacked by our enemies, we're asking, Hinei lo yonav al Yishan Shemei Yisrael. Our question really is Uralamet Yishan Hashem. And what we're basically saying is, no, we want Hashem. Why is it that, Lamed Yishan, why does it look like you're sleeping? We want to return to the pasuk of Hinei lo yonav al Yishan Shemei Yisrael. And what else did Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolish besides the Hodayas HaMaaser, the Vidui Maaser, because he can't say the Gam Nisativ La Levi, because the Maaser was given to the Kohanim, not the Levim, because of a fine. And he was abolished the Ma'orim, the people of the Levim who are saying the Pasuk Ula Lama Tishan. Ves Hanokfim, he also abolished the Maas Hanokfim, the knockers, the strikers. What was this about? So here, the Gemara explains, and Gemara in Sotav Daf Memches said that on the calf of a korban, they would strike between the two horns and make little cuts. Why would they do that? So that it would be very confused. There would be blood now going to its eyes, and because it's hit on its head, it's very confused. And that way it would be easier to hold it down and shecht it. Yochanan Kohen Gadol says, no, we're abolishing this practice because it looks like the eagle is a balmum. People think that this is okay. Maybe not officially a balmum, but it looks like it. And there's another parish the Brisa has, Shoh yuchovtin oso b'maklos kidera sha'osin lifnei abodazor. That was the problem. The problem was it looked like you're making an animal with a mum, but they would strike the eagle with sticks, which was a practice that was typically done for Avodah Zarah. So Amar Lohem, so what did he say? Ad Masayatem, and this is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Ad Masayatem Machilim Trefos Lamizbeach, Shema ninkav krom shel moach. So may, here you, it's a, the animal's a trefa. Why? But by hitting it that way, so now you may be puncturing the membrane of the on top of the brain. So that that section, and that would make the animal into a trefa. So therefore, amad vehiskin lahem tabos bekaka. This is all the Brisa says. So what did he do? Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Therefore, he introduced a new practice. If you want to tell me that you want to hit the animal, so that at least according to the first parish, you want to hit the animal because you want it to be confused. So, well, that's that. No, that the first parish, either way, you're hitting the animal so that it's easier to shecht it. What the problem was with either because it looks like it's a balmum or looks like it's avodah zarah. Either way, he was concerned about this practice. So now, how are we going to hold the animal down to make it easier to shecht? So he was mesakein, and we should now have tabos. There were 24 rings in the north of the Mizbeach, and now you put the neck of the animal into that ring, and therefore it was much easier to shecht it. Then the Mishnah says, Ad Yomav Hayapatish Makeb Yushalayim. Until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you could hear a hammer in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed, because they would be using hammers and doing malacha of Davar HaAved, which is permitted typically on Chol HaMoed if there's a potential financial loss involved. But Yochanan Gadol says no. Why? Because you could hear the noise of the hammers very, very far away, and that's a zilzul HaMoed, and that's a disgrace now to the Moed itself, and therefore it should be avoided. Uviyamav Ein Adam Tzarech Lishol Al Hadamai. And another thing that happened in his day, in the days of Kohen Yochanan Gadol, a person did not have to ask when he bought produce from his friend. He didn't have to ask if it was demai, if the peros had been purchased from an ama aretz, and maybe there's a suffix if maser was separated, because that's typically what we normally have to do. Yeah, you buy produce from an ama aretz, you have to assume it's demai. If you bought and if you have to be suffix, you have to separate masros. Truma, we know the ama aretz separate, but masros, we're not so sure. So here I'm buying produce from a friend. I want to know, is this demai? I have the right to ask that question. Yochanan Gadol says, no, you don't have to ask that question. Why? Because anyone who purchases peros demai, the only thing he has to separate from it is trumas maser and maser sheni. That's all he has to wear. Trumas maser, that's very serious. That's a misa bidei shamayim if you eat it, if you're a non-kohen, and that goes to the kohen. Maser sheni, bring to shalayim. But maser rishon and maser ani, he says, you don't have to separate that anymore. You don't have to worry about that. What would you do? All you have to do is be korei shame. You have to call it, tenth of this is going to be maser rishon, and tenth of what's left is maser sheni, and you can eat them yourself. And you don't have to give them to the levi. That, again, maser rishon and maser ani. You don't have to give the maser rishon to a levi. You don't have to give the maser ani to to an ani, because that you could say, and this is what his argument was, hamotzi mechaver olav araya. If the ani comes and the levi comes and says these peros in fact have not had maser separated from them, so then you could come and collect them because of hamotzi mechaver olav araya, and we can rely on, let's say, that most amei haaretz did take maser, so then you can just be korei shame, call a certain section of the produce maser ani and maser rishon, and you can eat it yourself. Well, maser sheni, we'll have to discuss that. Normally, is in Yerushalayim. Now, what would happen up until his day? You'd have to ask. Is the person who sold you this produce naman? Is he trustworthy on a maser? And if he wasn't naman, you wouldn't buy fruit from that person, because you'd have to separate and give all of the masers. From this takana and on, a person who bought demai, the only thing he loses out on, he has to separate, is trumas maser given to the kohen. Whatever maser sheni. So maser sheni, you have to say on when maser sheni you give on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the shemitah cycle. Maser ani is given on the third and the sixth year of the shemitah cycle. So that you can eat yourself. It's maser ani, as we said, because of hamotzi mechaver olav araya. So the burden of proof is upon the ani or upon the levi. But maser sheni, years, so that you eat in Yerushalayim, or you redeem it onto coins and you use those coins to buy fruit or food in Yerushalayim. So therefore, if a person purchases peros min hashuk, he doesn't have to ask where maser separated. You separate trumas maser and maser sheni, and the rest are able to eat. Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishe Batla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was abolished from that time, Batla hashir mi beis hamishtaos. So there was no longer song. Song was abolished from the banquet hall. Shneemar, according to Pasuk, Vekam Yishayo, Perichav Dalid, Bashir lo yishtu yoyin, Vigomer. With song, they will not drink wine. So what's happening here? People were accustomed to sing praises over a glass of wine when they gathered as these festive gatherings, and it was this song that they abolished. If you wanted, Rav Haigon says, though, if you have songs of praise of to the Jewish people, or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's certainly appropriate. Things that we sing at weddings, that is certainly appropriate. When the Sanhedrin was active, so they were around to make sure that everything happening at these festive gatherings, at these banquet halls, was appropriate. But once there was no longer a Sanhedrin, the Chachamim were afraid that people would do whatever they like and introduce certain lyrics, which were inappropriate. So therefore, this was a Mishabala Sanhedrin, Bala Hashir. And then we quote this Pasuk, which is says that there'll come a time when there'll be no Shir. That's it, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. What does it mean? There'll come a time when song will no longer be sung over a cup of wine. It doesn't say that the Chachamim are going to abolish this when the Sanhedrin is no longer here. So therefore, the Gemara Daf Mem Ches quotes a pasuk from Eicha Perakei, which is the pasuk of Zikeinim Mishar Shavasu. The elders will no longer be in the gates, literally, Bacharim Inigin Asam, and the young people, the young men, will no longer sing, which means there's a relationship between the Zikeinim Mishar Shavasu and Bacharim Inigin Asam. Bizman Shebalu HaZikeinim HaYoshim Mishar, the Gemara says, when the time the Zikeinim are no longer are abolished and no longer sitting in the gate, which is a reference to Sanhedrin, but Luha Bacharim, you know some? So there's no longer going to be Shira in the base Hamishta.